106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration, don't fail me now.
It's time for Drive Radio, presented by Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. Whether you need help diagnosing a problem,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately,
or just want to learn about all things automotive.
Hey, how exactly does a positive track rear end on a Plymouth work?
It just does.
Then you've come to the right place. So start your engines, buckle up, and get ready to ride. Drive Radio starts now on KLZ 560 The Source.
Good morning, everybody. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Myself, Steve Horvath from Gino's Auto Service with me today as well. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me today.
Beautiful day out,
Memorial Day weekend. A lot of you will have Monday off. Traffic should be a little lighter, although heading up to the mountains, it looked a little heavier, which is a good thing. We want that to continue. Charlie Grimes, your engineer as well. Larry Unger answering phones. By the way, lines are open. 303-477-5600. Got several things to talk about today, but really want to just help you answer questions, whatever you've got going on. If you're just traveling through our state, you've never heard us before. We do this every single week, 10 to 1 on Saturdays. We replay it again on Sundays from 11 to 2. If you're listening on Sunday morning, thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate it. You can text us on Sundays or any other time for that matter, 307-200-8222, or you can find us on Facebook. It's Drive Radio. That's just search it. You'll find us. That's really easy. Facebook.com/Drive Radio, or go to our website, drive-radio.com. So,
great.
Those things.
You know what I noticed this morning? I actually did notice quite a few cars out there with out of state plates.
That's good.
I thought that was a good thing. Yeah. And I thought, well, they probably can't get new plates too, because
that's part of it, but still.
That made me feel a little bit like some people are moving around.
That's all right. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Now, I have made predictions throughout all of this COVID, whatever you want to call it, time. I hate to call it a crisis because I think it's a man-made crisis, but that's something I talk about on the weekly show and not the weekend show. At any rate, things that I've talked about through this. Air travel is going to be down.
Oh, yeah.
Car travel is going to be up. So get your vehicle ready. Get it handled. That's what we're here for. We're going to be here, with you through all of this. But I can see, vehicle driving increasing, not going the other way. That's my prediction. People are going to drive to their destinations for vacations and things like that, where before they would hop in the car or they would hop in the airplane and then go rent a car. Not going to happen. In fact, the rental car world is struggling, as we all know. Maybe don't all know.
Did you see that Hertz? $5 billion or something? $3 billion? Something?
Hertz is struggling. So there's an article I found, actually was sent to me by Richard this morning, that due to the pandemic, current pandemic, Hertz is putting they've put up their 20 identical yellow 2019 Corvette Z06s that they had in their fleet to rent in certain cities. They are putting those up for sale, try to generate a little cash before they head into bankruptcy. So if you want to buy a really special edition, it's the Hertz special edition. These are Z06s. Most Z06s or all Z06s have a manual transmission. These were outfitted with a automatic transmission. For some of you that don't want to drive a stick, they're 20 identical yellow 2019 Corvette Z06s. They've got Hertz embroidery things on the interior and all sorts of different things going on. And most of the cars are selling for about $60,000 right now. That was probably $90,000 to $100,000 car new, most likely.
Really?
So it's not quite half off in 2 years, but it's a substantial discount. So to your point, Steve, yeah, Hertz is going to struggle.
So what did they do wrong?
Nobody's renting cars.
I mean, Hertz, when it came into this.
They got a lot of debt is the biggest issue, I think.
Yeah. Because they've been around forever. You would think that they should be able to manage their...
Well, you would think so, but I don't know... in fact, they have filed. This just came up 14 hours ago. Yeah. They have filed for bankruptcy already.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was this morning I saw it.
Yeah, so it just happened late yesterday that just happened. So more than a century-old car rental, Hertz Global Holdings filed for bankruptcy protection on Friday after its business all but vanished during the pandemic. and talks with creditors have failed to result in needed relief. Hertz said in a U.S. court filing on Friday that it's voluntarily filed for Chapter 11 reorganization. Its international operating regions include Europe, Australia, New Zealand. They are not included in this U.S. proceedings. The firms whose largest shareholder is billionaire investor Carl Icahn, is reeling from government orders restricting travel and requiring citizens to remain home. A large portion of Hertz's revenue comes from the car rentals at airports, which have all but evaporated. With nearly $19 billion of debt and roughly 38,000 employees worldwide at the end of 2019, Hertz is among the largest companies to be undone by the pandemic. The public health crisis has also caused a cascade of bankruptcies or Chapter 11 preparations among companies dependent upon consumer demand, including retailers, restaurants, and oil and gas. And the little dictator Fauci, sorry, that's what I'm going to call him, he was saying yesterday that, boy, if we let this go on too much longer, it could have devastating effects. Really? Really? Einstein, wow. You just figured that out? Yeah. What a knucklehead. I mean, the damage is already done. Look, I mean, this just came out last night. Now, Hertz does have about $1 billion in cash. Forbearance and waiver agreements on the missed payments were set to expire on May 22nd. Hertz has about $1 billion in cash. And by the way, they own, they operate Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty. No, wait a minute. I don't know if I'm saying that right. The Estro, Florida-based company, which operates Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty, has been in talks with creditors about after skipping significant car lease payments in April. So, yeah, the size of Hertz lease obligations have increased as the value of vehicles declined because of the pandemic. In an attempt to appease creditors holding asset-backed securities that finance its fleet of more than 500,000 vehicles. So Hertz has 500,000 vehicles. Wow. They have proposed selling more than 30,000 cars a month through the end of a year in an effort to raise more than $5 billion.
Wow.
They're not in good shape, folks.
I wasn't too upset about Carl Icahn because he's really come into the auto industry.
He's a flake.
Well, isn't he trying to buy all the Pep
Boys?
He's
a flake. I don't like that guy.
Goodyears and things.
He just struts around, throws his weight around, and screws up companies in the process. Sorry, he just does. Yeah. Not a fan of his at all.
Yeah, I'm not too hurt by that. But
yeah, in fact, if he lost some money, it wouldn't hurt my feelings on it at all. I'm not a fan of his. Sorry. I think he's done a lot of damage to companies that if you see his name trying to take over a company, it's going to have problems.
It's going to be
it's going to be a disaster. Sorry. It's just, that's what he does.
Well, it makes money.
It makes him money, and that's what he does. Yeah. But in the end, it doesn't really help anybody else out. Anyways.
But back to the other thing, you know, I guess the people driving, you know, now the gas prices are quite a bit less.
Yep.
I can't imagine them not driving more. That'll be an advantage.
They may go up some, by the way, but another side note, you're going to hear a lot of quote-unquote experts out there tell you that oil prices are going to be sky high and be up to $100 a barrel before the not-too-distant future. Those people are wrong, by the way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's
they're crazy. I don't know who these guys are and where they get their data from, but it's not happening.
I can't imagine that.
No, because once it starts to get back up to even $40, $45 a barrel, you're going to see production, you know, come back on and increase, and it'll just stabilize it around that number. And no, these guys are flat out wrong, folks. It's not going to happen. Sorry. That's very wishful thinking on the part of some trader that's hoping it gets to $100 a barrel. It's not happening.
No. But, you know, that to the advantage of that, so people will be taking day trips that maybe driving to Steamboat or to Grand Junction and spending two or 3 days there. That'll be our trips. We won't be. So the Orlando's and those places are really hurt, the Disney World's.
Well, if they don't get air travel, and Dan, my old co-host, just texted and said the Hertz bankruptcy is just the tip of the iceberg, and I think he's exactly right. Unfortunately, he is correct. If they don't get air travel going, and if there's talk now that air travel could be as long as a 2 to 4 hour check-in time.
Yes, I saw that.
To go fly. If it ends up being even on the low side 2 hours, and if it gets to four, kiss the airline goodbye. The airline's goodbye. If it's 2 hours, it's still going to have. In fact, I'm going to say this: if it changes much from what it is now, and even requiring you to wear a mask and do the stupid loading and unloading they're doing now, if it gets much worse than it is now, you're not going to have people flying. Period. It's going to screw up places like any place that's an island that's surrounded by water. So you talk Bahamas, you talk Virgin Isles. You talk Hawaii, Tahiti, places like that, they're done.
23% unemployment in Hawaii. I saw that this morning.
Hawaii is keeping their state, which they're a bunch of stupid knuckleheads. They're keeping things shut down till the end of summer.
Wow.
They won't have an economy left in Hawaii. It's the dumbest thing ever. They are not going to survive this if they don't get things open back up and have tourists coming in. So, again, folks, how does this affect everybody in the that owns a car? Bottom line, keep your vehicle, keep it running, keep things going. If you've got the ability to make any kind of a change right now as far as cars go, there's a lot of great deals on the new car side of the fence, Pure 4 Chevrolet being one of those. On the same token, a lot of you might be in a position where, you just want to sit on things for a little bit, see what's happening, keep the car you've got maintained really well. I don't know what used car prices are going to do. If you start taking Hertz and flooding the market with 500,000 units, or even half of that, 250,000 units at any one time.
Would you buy a used car? I mean, from a rental?
No.
Remember, we used to say that if it had 30,000, really meant like it had 60 or 90.
Because you'd drive it like you stole it.
Yeah. You beat the heck out of that.
I mean, rental cars are just punched. they're just driven hard. Because it's not yours. So you just drive it.
Yeah. I mean, how fast do you hit the speed bumps in a rental car? I mean,
as fast as you want. I mean, literally, as fast as you want to go. Yeah. I mean, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, they are treated about as miserably as any other vehicle on the road probably is. I mean, I would not be interested in one of their cars.
But
Corvettes would be. I mean, that might be a little interesting just because this is the significance of that car down the road potentially, but you'd have to really watch that closely. I don't know.
Sure. If they totally fold under in 10 years, I could say, I have one of the original.
Correct.
You
could say that. You could say that, yes. So
from an investment standpoint.
That's right.
I'm thinking from a fun standpoint. But
yeah, agree. All right, give us a call. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. And don't let Steve and I just do all the talk, and we'd love to chat with you. The question of the day. We are going to continue on with what Andy and I did yesterday. We do movies on Fridays, and yesterday we had lots of response on this, so we'll just kind of keep the theme going into today. What is your favorite war movie? Okay, Memorial Day weekend. This is not Veterans Day weekend, by the way. This is Memorial Day. We honor those that have passed, that have died in the service of our country, in the freedom of our country, I should say. And as we go to break, the other thing I just want to be remind everybody else of is there's people this weekend that we're going to support who gave it all for our country, and their families were a participant of that as well. Also, we could have freedom that we now in 6 weeks have given away. I don't get it, folks. We fought hard and long to get the freedoms that we've had in this country. We've gone to war around the world. We've literally done everything you could think of to keep this great country what it is today. And yet, with all of that, we're willing to give up those freedoms in less than 6 weeks' time. It makes no sense to me, folks. None. I'm so disappointed and so sad at the American populace that we're willing to give up our freedom so quickly. And I realize that people from this virus can die, the elderly especially, but really the average age of people dying from this are well over 80. Not saying we don't value the life of somebody that's 80, but no offense, folks. When you get to 80, you've lived a pretty full life. Yes, there's risks to living. It's what we do each day as Americans, and we've shut an entire economy down for a virus that affects a very small portion of the population. And in turn, we are going to affect gravely the lives of everyone, not just that population. So it will affect them as well, financially speaking, not just on the health side of it. But we'll come back, talk to Wayne. We've got lines open, 303-477-5600. What's your favorite war movie? This is Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
At Colorado Car Works, we take pride in making sure everyone gets the best customer experience possible. We offer everything you need to get any car back looking like new. And we even take care of your insurance claim for you. We make the entire experience comfortable and hassle-free. At Colorado Car Works, we offer general collision auto body repair for your entire car. Colorado Car Works always offers free estimates and clear and accurate information throughout the entire process. We can fix your hail damage, replace your windshield, and we offer paintless dent repair. We even do mechanical and frame repair. At Colorado Car Works, we can do whatever it takes to get your car looking like new again. Colorado Car Works is committed to providing stress-free, reliable, and affordable vehicle repairs for every customer, every time. Go to cocarworks.com for your free online estimate. Colorado Car Works, 303-761-0955.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Here are the three C's of high performance in less than 60 seconds. Your engine piston rings must have good compression, which makes good combustion, which saves cash at the pump. But you lose compression when piston rings clog with carbon. Today's engines use low tension rings, which clog much easier, which lowers compression, combustion, and the amount of cash in your pocket, with higher fuel cost and expensive repairs. This problem can be fixed as fast as your next oil change. The best service shops use a BG product.
BG.
That cleans the engine and accomplishes the three C's in just 15 minutes. It has three letters, EPR, as in engine performance restoration, that cleans piston rings and restores compression, which increases and saves you. Find a shop with BG products
BG.
At bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. So, at your next oil change, remember the three C's. You will find more of this in your engine and this in your pocket when you clean your engine with
BG.
JC's 4x4 has been Denver's premier Land Rover independent service facility since 2005. With all of today's latest off-road technology, JC's British and 4x4 is a Land Rover specialty shop. Not only do they service, but they will also outfit and restore your vehicle. The dedicated staff and attention to detail make JC's British your one-stop shop for your Land Rover or 4x4 adventures. JC's British and 4x4 is committed to quality and excellence, whether taking your kids to school or hitting the back roads for adventure. No matter what road Rover you own, from the newest Discovery and Range Rover to an older Defender or Series truck, we can help you maintain, repair, or modify your vehicle. When you're tired of paying dealer prices and only given limited options, call JC's British and 4x4 to service and customize your Land Rover or 4x4. Call JC's British and 4x4 right now at 720-586-4756. That's 720-586-4756, or go to jcbritish.com.
Call Novus Auto Glass as soon as you notice a chip or crack in your windshield so they can save you more money. Novus Auto Glass wants to help you save more money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at getting a repair when you act fast. Glass repair is more complicated than you think. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack unfixable. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, though, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. Novus works with all insurance companies, and for those without windshield coverage, Novus will give you a discounted cash price. It's simple. Novus Auto Glass saves you more money. Visit drive-radio.com/Novus now and find the windshield repair expert nearest you. Novus Auto Glass, the inventors of windshield repair.
Drive Radio, KLZ 560. And yes, we are live today. This is not a rebroadcast. Feel free to call in. Lines are full. As soon as somebody drops off, call us. We'll get you right on air. 303-477-5600. That's our affordable interest mortgage call-in line. In the meantime, Wayne and Greeley is up. Wayne, welcome. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm just fine. I know everybody thinks us old people are supposed to be dead by now, I guess. But
I'm glad you're not, Wayne.
In September, and I'm still kicking.
Good for you. Good for you.
We made a little trip up to Estes yesterday, and you ought to see that mess up there. They got big signs up that you have to wear masks downtown, and half the people are wearing them, half aren't, and it's really funny.
Unbelievable.
And most of the restrooms in Estes are closed, so my wife wasn't very happy about that. But
Okay, anyway, so how much of the town is actually open for business, Wayne?
Well, it looked like a lot of it was. I mean, there was people everywhere.
Well, that's good.
And I mean, they're going down the sidewalk shoulder to shoulder, man.
Well, that's good. That's encouraging. Okay, good.
So,
well,
yeah,
you know what, and Wayne, you're proving my point. And you know I love you dearly, and I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you. But on the same token, I believe you have the freedom to do and live and do whatever you want to do. You know, you fought for this country's freedom. You've done a lot for us. And frankly, you should be allowed to be able to do whatever it is you want to go do. But on the same token, so should I. And so just because this virus affects people, being honest, it affects people like you more than it does me, doesn't mean I should have to stay home. Agree?
I agree wholeheartedly, John. And I do what I want. I've got a mask, you know, some masks. I've had them in my shop for ages, you know. So I throw on a mask, and if they want a mask, I'll throw on a mask. And those masks are to protect somebody from me, and I'm not sick, so I'm not going to worry about it.
There you go.
It's a big pain in the neck right now. I know it is for
it
everybody.
It is, Wayne.
I wanted to tell you, since I'm an old Navy chief, my favorite movie was Midway.
Yeah, mine too. About the original one, not the one they just did, but the original one.
No, the original Midway. You got, and they'll throw it on here maybe around Memorial
Day. Yeah.
That's a good movie. They got some Clint Eastwood things out now and whatever that weren't very real.
Right. That was a good movie. And that, as you know, growing up, I said this yesterday. Growing up, that was one of my favorite war movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I watch it whenever I can. I bet I've watched that thing three or four
times.
Me too.
Me too.
I wanted to ask you about gas.
Sure.
John.
Sure, Wayne.
Are these people legally? I don't know what they're doing. Our prices, of course, have jumped about 30 cents a gallon here,
yep.
And it seems to me like they do that every time there's a holiday.
They do.
So I was kind of glad to see the oil company's not making much money because they've been sticking it to me for so many years every darn holiday we have. So, but anyway, I noticed also I use High Test a lot. I very seldom ever put anything in mine but High Test.
Okay.
Top tier fuel.
Good.
But I noticed they're charging anywhere from 60 to 80 cents difference between the regular and the High Test. Is that, I guess that's legal for them to do? Is that normal for, what do you think about it?
You know, I noticed that too. I thought about that also. I wondered myself. That's a good question. John says the answer.
I worked for gas stations down in Phoenix right before I retired. And, I worked on the pumps and stuff, and they had numbers. They had people come out, supposed to inspect them every, I forget what it was. It was like every 60 days or something, and make sure we were pumping right and everything. And there's phone numbers to call, but I don't know if they can do anything about that or not.
I don't know. Typically, and this is about the only thing I can say right now, and I don't know because I don't have an oil expert in front of me, but just knowing what I know about how that industry works, here's my gut feeling as to why there's a difference in price. I could be wrong, but here's my gut feeling. It literally does come down to how much inventory they have. My gut feeling is they've got far more inventory of regular unleaded fuel since everybody hasn't been driving as much. There's a plethora of that. They limit the amount of the other two products that they make, the mid-grade and the high-grade. And my gut feeling is, Wayne, because those two products are more limited in supply, that's what keeps their prices up, where the regular unleaded, there is a plethora of. That's my thought process. So really what's happening is you're just paying a really discounted price for regular unleaded. The other two are probably right where they need to be based upon what they have is in production.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably right. I'm just wondering now if it's smart of me to use High Test. It may be sitting in there getting old nowadays. I don't know if anybody's even running High Test anymore.
Oh, you know what? Depending upon the vehicle, we've talked about this a lot on air in the past. It depends on the vehicle. And the reality is there are some vehicles, Wayne, that will do much better on premium, get better fuel economy at the end of the day, despite what all of the people out there, Consumer Reports, et cetera, have done testing. This really does come down to individuals and the vehicle. And what you really need to do is gauge it, really. I mean, get a journal out, do a couple of tanks of each, Do the same type of driving, same time of the year when you're doing the driving, so that everything is as consistent as can be, and just determine which one gives you the best fuel economy. Now, the other thing that none of these people will tell you that knock, you know, all the people that knock running a mid-grade or a high-grade fuel, the thing that they're also forgetting is there are better additives in that mid-grade and high-grade fuel. So over time, you are getting a better product. Now, most of the people tell you it's not worth the extra money. You know what? Again, depending upon the vehicle and the driver, I would disagree.
Yeah, I don't drive steady highway very much anymore. I don't make long trips or anything. And burning that high test in there in the winter, I call it high test. You call it premium.
Yep.
I guess that's an old thing. But
And by the way, you're right. On average, I'm looking right now, on average, it's about 60 cents a gallon more money to run premium than it is regular fuel.
Yeah, that's
right. I noticed Sinclair up here in Greeley, they're charging like 70. It was 149 and 219.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's, yeah, 219 is what I'm seeing now. You're cheaper on regular unleaded because around, you know, around my area, I just put my own zip code in. Around my area, it's about $1.70 on regular.
No, you're right. It is up here now. It's $1.79
okay.
Most places up here. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like I think I saw. $1.89 in Estes.
Okay.
So, but I don't buy anything up there. But
right. Yeah, because their trucking costs are more, is why it's higher up there.
Anyway, John, thank
Thanks,
you.
Wayne.
I just wanted to throw that in about that gas. It's always surprised me.
Yep.
I go in, and some places, it depends who it is. I mean, Costco over there, they charge less. I mean, they'll charge maybe 50, 60 cents more.
Mm-hmm.
And then these other independents out here are charging 70 and 80 cents more. So,
nope, you're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
Anyway, thank you.
Wayne, stay healthy. Happy Memorial Day, and thanks for your service to our country in the past, Wayne. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, hey, when are you going to get your vet?
I don't know. It's plants should be firing up here in the next week or so, and hopefully soon.
Oh, okay. I didn't tell you. I just bought me a brand new Acadia.
Oh, right on. Good for you, Wayne.
Yeah. That van was just eating me out of house and home, and I found out, you know, you can't really travel anymore.
No.
Stay in hotels or motels or anything, and that's what we bought it for, was to travel cross country.
Well, good. You'll enjoy that. That's a good car.
The Acadia and Zoom across country.
Good for you. Good stuff, Wayne. Congratulations.
Anyway, thank you, John.
You're very welcome, Wayne.
Stay safe.
We'll do it. Thank you very much. All right, Warren, Mac, you guys hang tight. We got a line open. We'll come back and talk to them and take whatever other open line we've got, 303-477-5600. Myself, Steve, Larry Unger answering phones. We'll be right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Extreme Auto Repair considers your job essential because your job puts food on your family's table. As the quarantine rules relax, the team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to get you back to work and back on the roads without incident. After sitting in your driveway or garage more than usual, your vehicle may need some maintenance before you resume your busy life. Especially in newer models, the computers inside your vehicle can develop problems from disuse. So can your battery. With full towing service, 20 service bays, free loaner vehicles, ASE-certified techs, and a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, Extreme Auto Repair will get your vehicle running again so you can get back to your essential life. You haven't taken advantage of the free concierge service at Extreme Auto Repair yet? Make sure you call them now before you start driving at full capacity again. 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Napa Know How.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is proud to announce their new 10,000 square foot facility is now open in Berthoud, Colorado, located at 504 North 2nd Street. With this expansion, Phoenix Weaponry offers a new retail area and expanded gunsmithing and Duracoat and Cerakote areas. Family owned and operated, Phoenix Weaponry offers the finest in competition, hunting, and long range precision firearms. Also, suppressors, from .22 long rifle to .50 caliber for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Phoenix Weaponry also offers gunsmithing services and restoration repairs from antique to modern firearms. Building your firearm dreams into reality. That's Phoenix Weaponry. Call them now, 720-340-2496, or visit them at phoenixweaponry.com.
All right, Drive Radio, KLZ 560, myself, Steve Horvath, Geno's Auto Service, Larry Unger answering phones, and I've got a really great little bit of history on, we just got done talking about fuel with Wayne, on ethyl and premium fuel and where it came from, okay? I've found a great article on it. I'll read to you guys here in a moment. It's actually pretty interesting stuff. Warren, what's going on in Cheyenne?
What do you know, big boy?
Oh, I don't know. It's Saturday heading into a long weekend.
Well, outstanding programming this week.
Thank you.
I took your advice, though, and I punched a hole in those gas caps.
Yes.
And it worked really well, brother.
Good. Glad to hear.
In my favorite movie, We Were Soldiers Once and Young.
We Were Soldiers. Okay.
That was, most people don't know, that was the first land battle in Vietnam.
Okay. Some of these I'm going to plug in and look up.
That's Mel Gibson's. And that was on a, that's a real story.
That
it follows the book pretty well.
Does it really? No, I'll have to look it up. Yeah, oh no, I see that. Yeah, okay. 2002. I don't know if I've ever seen that one. I need to see that. I'll watch it.
Shame on you.
I will watch that. I mean, if I've watched it, it's been a long, long time ago, so I'll watch it again.
Well, you know, finally I got some good help. This is what I got from the Corona. I inherited two boys.
That's nothing wrong with that. That's good.
You know, I almost have them housebroke, John.
Good. Good for you.
But always a pleasure listening to you.
Thank you, sir.
And I told you I would never fly again.
Okay. You're done.
And I'm done with that.
Okay.
It is never going to happen again.
Okay. I think you're one of many.
Yeah, it's just atrocious.
Yeah,
People want to live in a bubble. Knock yourself out.
I think you're one of many, frankly.
All right.
Warren, you're
That's
a good
all
man.
I gotta say,
thanks, man. Love you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your service to our country as well. We do appreciate it very much. Mac in Loveland, you're next.
Hey, guys. How you holding up?
We're doing well, sir. How are you today?
I'm sweating copper pipe.
Ah.
I'm using the 3/4, so you don't have the sabotage in the shower when you flush the toilet.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
But is it time for a Mel's drive-in franchise for a restaurant?
It would be nice.
Call it John's Jr.
There we go. That would work. Other than I would never own a restaurant in my life.
Well, it's probably all prepackaged at that point.
For me to do something like that, yeah, it'd have to be and just a side note for everybody listening, why have I never owned a restaurant? I can't stand having the government in every single little thing that you do. And when you own a restaurant, those knuckleheads can show up anytime they want. I realize it's for the public health and all that. But, Mac, I've never wanted to own a business where there's that much intrusion on a regular basis.
Well, in Arizona, they used to, the health department would grade your restaurant, and they had to post the rating up by the cash register, and everybody had to have an A or they'd just close. Well, they don't do that up here. You know,
nope.
It's like, well, whatever. You
nope,
know?
That's right. And around here, we've got some that don't do very well, by the way.
And you have no idea what's going on.
That's right.
But, my favorite movie is Great Escape.
Oh, great movie. Yes.
I love that one.
And I saw it when it came out in 63. I was 8 years old.
Awesome. It's a good movie.
On the big screen.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Great movie.
Well, I got a question on tires.
Yes.
I've got some vintage knobby snow tires for one of my Jeeps, Willys, and you got to put tubes in them.
Okay.
You have to put that flap liner in there.
You should.
Now, they make that spray latex flex stuff for your rain gutter.
Oh, they do. The flex seal. Yeah, I've used it, by the way.
Now, would that work inside the rim?
You know, it probably would, actually.
It's not going to collect anything underneath.
Here's what I would do on that is just spray a little bit in a tire and see how well it sticks to the rubber. If it sticks well, shoot, yeah, go for it.
Well, this would go to the rim because you're still putting the inner tube in.
True.
But it's just down in the middle.
That's right.
Not next to the bead. So.
I think you'd be okay with that. Yeah, I think you'd be all right.
Yeah, you can get it in a spray, so you're not going
to
get it.
No, I used it on my roof the other day. Fixed about 90% of what I needed to do leak-wise. I got a little bit more to do this weekend, but that stuff works, by the way. Hey, I'll give you a testimonial. That flex steel crap stuff you use comes in all the different colors. Holy cow, does that crap work.
And you can get it in a can. You can get a little pint. You can get a gallon.
You can spray it on, brush it on, however you want to do it. And, folks, I'm telling you, it works. It does. I've never seen anything work like that.
They even sell masking tape. For that,
yep.
So you get a nice clean air.
That stuff works, Mac. I am shocked. It does work.
And you can take it off with a razor scraper.
You can.
That's
one of those TV things that normally they don't work for beans. That stuff does.
Well, this is probably a real chemical engineer, not made in China.
Probably. It does work, folks. If you've got anything you need sealed up around the house, that stuff stinking works.
Well, you guys take care.
I'll do it, Mac. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much for the phone call. Lines open, 303-477-5600. We are live today, Drive Radio, on Memorial Day weekend 2020. Hopefully the end downhill slide of COVID, let's hope. Dave in Lakewood, what's going on?
Hey, John. Would you like to hear about my adventure trying to get an emissions test in this age?
We've had some of our own, so let's hear it.
Oh, this was fun. I'd been looking at the waiting times online, and I was in my last couple of weeks of the grace period when they finally reopened, and Arvada was where I usually go was showing 55 minutes. Sheridan was just 5 minutes. I thought, well,
it's not that far to drive.
No, it sounds too good to be true, but I'll go down there.
Right.
And just south of Hamden on Federal requires a left turn onto Mansfield. It's out of my neighborhood.
Well.
Yeah.
So I
got there and found myself behind three vehicles waiting to turn left onto Mansfield and noticed that there was a line of cars on Mansfield not moving, headed in the direction of the emissions test station. I thought, oh, my gosh, this can't be. Well, it was. It took 25 minutes to get from Federal to the essentially to be opposite the parking lot of the test station, And there they had a big, beautiful electronic sign that all the customers paid for, announcing wait time, 5 minutes.
Because nobody can get in.
Yes. Well, then about 20 minutes later, I found myself being waved into the facility, very quiet. And I realized they weren't blowing the horns the way they always have when I've been before, which is annoying. And then the old gentleman instructed me to drive in, and he said, just stay in the car. I didn't have to go off in the little waiting area. He had a mask on. I had a mask on. And I realized he was doing a tailpipe test. They never put me on the dyno.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then after that, waved forward again, and a nice lady with a mask came over and took my credit card. And I said, well, what happened to the dynamometer test? And she said, well, you know, we'll probably get back to that after all this is over.
Interesting. I did not know that, Dave. Yeah. That's a great report. So they're not running dynos right now because they've got to get you out. They got to get in the car. So they're just doing the distancing across the board.
Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
But it still costs $25.
Sure, yeah, of course it does.
They got their $25.
Of course they're going to get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I wanted that report.
Okay, I appreciate that. Good stuff. Dave, thanks. Okay. All right, appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Today's cars and trucks are very complicated and can be expensive to repair. At Arvada West Auto and Truck, we can help you to understand the complex nature of repairs. We specialize in computer repairs. Maybe you have tried another shop and you still have the same problem. Let our highly experienced technicians at Arvada West Auto help you. Call 303-422-1065 or stop by and see us at Arvada West Auto and Truck, 11752 West 64th Avenue in West Arvada. Or visit us on the web at arvadawestautoandtruck.com. 303-422-1065.
If your engine doesn't leak oil, but you have to add to it between oil changes, where does the oil go? The problem occurs when piston rings clog with carbon and then allow oil to blow by the pistons and burn in combustion chambers. The best service shops use a BG product that cleans the engine in just 15 minutes. Find a shop with BG products at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. It will protect your engine and your pocketbook. Find a shop now. Go to bgfindashop.com.
With the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders, fewer people are driving, and those who are driving less. When you drive less, your auto insurance premiums should go down. If they haven't or haven't gone down enough, maybe it is time to shop. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at GIA Risk Management help you for free. And when they shop your auto insurance, they will also shop your home insurance and make sure you are getting all of the discounts for bundling. You should regularly review your home and auto insurance to keep up with the changing market, but that requires time to research. Fortunately, GIA Risk Management does all of the research at no cost to you. As an insurance broker, GIA compares plans from many different insurance companies, shopping the entire market for the right coverage at the best price. Then, once you become a GIA customer, they will continue to review your plans to help you keep up with the inevitable changes to your coverage. Make one free phone call today to review your plan, 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162, or visit them at e-gia.com. Get more without paying more.
At Napa, we're always trying to make the great parts we sell even better. From the bacteria-killing surface on our cabin air filters to our revolutionary new Adaptive One brakes. And every Napa part is covered by a warranty good at any of our 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores. Yeah, maybe you don't get this at your average auto parts store, but we've spent the last 80 years making sure we were anything but average. Go to NapaOnline.com for a location nearest you. Napa, get the good stuff.
You listen to Drive Radio because you have a lot of questions about your car. You have questions about what kind of oil to use, what the best tires are, where to get the best parts. But have you ever asked what will happen to your car after you die? Did you know that if you don't have a will that specifically states what will happen, a probate judge will order your family to split your car evenly? And because you can't cut up a car into pieces, your family will be forced to sell it and just split the money. According to Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, it is estimated that 2 out of 3 people don't have a proper will in place, and oftentimes, things like your favorite classic car are accidentally forgotten completely. Michael understands that the only way to be absolutely certain that all of your final wishes will be honored is to take a small amount of time to talk about it. 720-394-6887. 720-394-6887. Call Michael Bailey, the Mobile Estate Planner, right now to set up a free consultation and make absolutely sure that you don't leave anything to chance.
Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Steve Horvath from Geno's Auto Service with me, Larry Unger answering phones, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Don and Littleton, you're next.
Hey, hi, John and Steve.
Hi, Don. How are you?
How are you doing, sir?
Good, thanks. Nice to talk with you guys.
Likewise, Don. Thanks for calling.
Hey, well, thank you. I had a comment for Mac about putting tubes in his willies.
Yes, yes.
You know, I did that with mine. I had to put tubes in mine, and I used Gorilla Tape, John.
Okay, sure.
Right in the center to
Could
cover
do that
up
too.
All the rivets
yep.
so that the tube wouldn't get cut by any of the rivets, and it worked like a champ.
Hmm.
And
gotcha.
Have you ever used Gorilla Tape, John?
I have. Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And
it
is.
Man, stuff is sticky as all get out.
Yes, it is. It might be a better option than the spray sealant, only that if that spray sealant would stick to the tube, and then you ever had to pull that tube out to patch a hole or something, and you couldn't get it out, that would be a pain in the butt. So
yeah, and I don't know. And the way that stuff which you can use on, you know, I've used it on my roof and stuff. I'd have to check that. It doesn't stay tacky. I will say that
doesn't
once it dries, it's hard.
Okay. Well, that may be all right then. But there's another thought for him. He can think about grill.
Well, and my thought would be, you know, as hot as it gets up on the roof, if it's going to get sticky and tacky afterwards, it would be on the roof, and I haven't noticed it doing that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Don, I'm not joking you. That stuff is just unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I've seen it on television. It looks remarkable.
You know what? And it works. I honestly am. I'm flabbergasted. It works.
Well, that's a good thing to keep in mind. Hey, John, I wanted to ask you too. Give us an update on your Chevy Bolt.
Thing works like a champ.
You've had it long enough now. Are
yep.
you happy with it?
Yeah, that's. You know what? How do I say this? That car is phenomenal.
Yeah,
it really is. Considering its cost, the creature comforts that they put inside of it, the amount of miles I get, you know, per charge, and I know everybody out there is shaking their head, why are you doing it? Well, just to learn. You know, I'm just being honest with everybody. I've done it to learn about the vehicles and how they work, and there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to electric vehicles that nobody talks about in the press. That's the other reason why I wanted to get it, you know, Don, is to share some of those experiences.
Sure.
But I'll be honest with you, Don. That car is, I've got no other words, it's phenomenal. It works. It doesn't run because it has an engine, it has electric motors, but the stinking thing is fast. You can pull in and out of traffic. You just get in it and go. I mean, I don't have any other way to explain it. The biggest issue I have with that car is it has regenerative braking that's on the steering wheel. We're on the left-hand side. You got a little switch you can pull back on, and it's like a brake on the steering wheel. And the only issue I have with that car is I get so used to driving it and having that brake, I hop in another car, and I'm always trying to feel the steering wheel to slow down, and it ain't there.
Well, now, you've read the maintenance schedule by now. What do you have to do to
Nothing.
Keep this thing running?
Rotate tires.
You don't have to do anything to the motor?
No.
No brushes or nothing?
Just rotate tires. You don't do anything else to it.
And it doesn't have a transmission, does it?
Nope.
It's got to have a differential, though, right?
They're just two electric motors up front.
Oh, one for each side.
I believe that's the case. I've got to look at the schematics to double check that, but that's how it feels when it runs.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
The only other thing that it ends up having is really bad torque steer because it's got so much power.
I'll be darned.
I mean, if you really lay into it, you better hang on the steering wheel because it's going.
Because you can feel it pull.
Oh, my word. Yeah, it's got torque steer like any other fast front-wheel drive car. Yeah, I mean, it'll screech the front tires. I'm not joking. You pull out in traffic and get on it, it's squealing the tires.
Wow. Holy moly. So all you really have to do is brakes and front-end suspension.
And really on the braking, again, if you do that right, they ought to last for a really, really long time because you're using the regenerative braking for most of it.
Yeah, and you don't have to – there's no cooling system at all, is there?
Nope.
And even for the battery?
You're going to do tires on it. No, there's no cooling system on that end of it. You're going to do tires more often probably just because of the regenerative braking and the fact it just goes. That's probably the bigger thing you're going to mess with is the tire side of it, Don. And I tell you what, here's the other thing about the car I love. A lot of times, because I'm mobile, I'm doing a lot of things even before I come to the station, talking to different clients and doing things along those lines. It's the best mobile office I've ever had. And the reason being is I don't care if it's hot or cold, the HVA system keeps everything exactly where it's supposed to be, and you're not running an engine to make that happen. So if you pull over to the curb somewhere and you want to sit for half an hour and talk on the phone and the temperature set at 73, it stays at 73.
Man, it must have a separate electric motor for the compressor.
It must, and because it just stays there, and it doesn't it hardly even takes the mileage distance down. It just works, Don.
Wow. Now your charger at home, it's a 220.
Yeah,
right?
I've got a 220 charger.
How many amps does it draw? How many amps do you need to run it?
You need a 40 amp breaker, and I don't know exactly. I don't think it's pulling the full 40. Probably pulling around 32, I think, is what it says, Don. 32, okay. 33 amps, but you put it on a 40-amp breaker, and it, it's 25 miles an hour charge.
Huh. Wow.
That's how it works.
Jeez.
Cost me $13 a month to run it, and I run about 70 miles a day.
My gosh.
6 days a week.
You're painting a pretty good picture of this, John.
Stinking thing works well, Don. I'm dead serious. The thing works if you're a commuter locally, you're not going to drive the thing, cross country. That's not what it's made for. But if you're just a daily commuter like me, doing 60 to 80 miles a day, and you're just making round trips day after day after day, I put Blizzak tires in the winter, and it works fabulous. I just put my summer tires back on it a week ago. They work fabulous, and off you go.
Gee whiz. And what's the range on it? A couple of hundred, isn't it?
Oh, in the wintertime, it's 200. Now I'm close to 3.
Holy moly. That'll get you to Fort Collins and back,
easy.
Or wherever you want to go.
Anywhere. I've been to the Springs and back with it.
Oh, man. Good for you.
Thing works great. Well, yeah, fabulous. Yeah, Chevrolet, great job. You did a fabulous job. Yeah, good. It's a great car.
I think it's a car of the future.
It works very, very well, Don.
Hey, pleasure talking with you.
You too, Don. I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to Mike, who's been holding the longest. Mike, what's up, sir?
Hi, John.
How you doing, sir?
Not bad, not bad. I just wanted to... When you mentioned Hertz selling off the the custom models, the Z06, looked up online article on it, and it looks as though, I didn't look at the Hertz dealers outside of Denver, but it looks like between Auto Trader and Hertz's online sales that they don't have a Z06 available here.
Interesting.
So if that holds up, maybe if you could afford it, and somebody wanted. It might be a worthwhile collector item. It looks like you might have to trailer from
most likely.
Las Vegas,
yeah, I'm thinking you're right, Mike, because there probably wasn't any of them around here. I doubt they rented any here in this Colorado region.
Yeah, we got that 10-minute summer thing going on.
Yeah, always. Exactly. exactly.
But yeah, I just want to pass that on at the end.
I appreciate you looking that up. That's great information.
Yeah, they look really cool. I don't have the spare. I'm sure those things are going to get bid up.
I'm sure you're right.
They're probably not going to go for a sticker that they're offering. And, I don't blame them.
Right.
They're facing bankruptcy. I can understand. I just want to pass that on. But also I wanted to give you my my take on, and it's so hard. I'm really into war movies. I'm a veteran. So
awesome.
I appreciate
you.
How they document. Yeah, you're welcome. I like it. It's not. It's a pre-60s realistic hardcore kind of movie, but The Longest Day, the people in that, the actors in that are just amazing, man. I mean, you start with the Duke, you go on through, God, it's just amazing people in there, of course, Patton and things like that.
Right.
In modern ones, Saving Private Ryan,
good one.
Platoon. I mean, those are more gritty and maybe more realistic. Last of all, I wanted to, if I could give some kudos, my memory of my dad and my father-in-law. My dad served Army and World War II, and my dad-in-law withstood 4 years of a Japanese POW camp from Wake Island. He was a civilian contractor on there. And if people had any idea and had a sense of real history, these kids, what my dad-in-law went through was pure hell. This is nothing that we're doing right now. It doesn't even compare.
Nope. I agree. Well said. You're spot on, Mike.
But anyway, you guys have a...
You too. Mike, thank you. And thank you for that on Hertz, too. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for doing some research for me, and I appreciate that. Joe, let's see if I can squeeze you in really quick here. Joe, what's going on? We've got about 2 minutes.
Hey, John, real quick, Memorial Day, military valor. People always think of guys, you know, Audie Murphy, Sergeant York, you know,
right.
Navy SEALs. This week, and I just sent you the story. You might want to post it. We had an act of heroism and courage this weekend down in Corpus Christi. Most people never heard about it because the only person who died but the shooter. There was a terrorist tried to get into the Corpus Christi
yep.
Naval Air Station
yep, right.
armed with an assault rifle and pistol, stopped at the entry gate, and there was a female MP on duty. He shot her point blank in the chest, knocked her down. Before she got up, she hit the red button that raised the big metal barricade. She came up shooting, shot the guy dead in his car.
Good.
After being shot in the chest.
Good for her.
So, you know, it's talk about valor.
Yep, there, that's courage, it right there. Perfect.
Courage under fire.
Yep.
And I sent you the story you might want to post.
I'll do that. No, that's good. I will do that. Joe, thank you. Appreciate all the updates and all that you do for us as well on the show. Got some great listeners, by the way, folks. I know a lot of you listen on Saturdays. You listen during the week as well. And trust me, it warms my heart to know you all do that, and it's a great relationship that we've got with our listeners. Also, the fact that a lot of you use our sponsors like Steve yes. over here at Geno's. You know, trust me, guys, we all, you know, it's a big family. You're part of the Drive Radio, Rush to Reason, KLZ family. We appreciate it very, very much. I know Steve does as well. I'm not speaking for him. I'm just saying it because I know he believes that.
Oh, very much so. I do believe in that.
Good stuff.
And you know, everybody, people come in and they mention it, and it just warmed your heart.
We have great people. Yeah. We really do. So thank you all very much. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back. Hour number two is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Still haven't had enough? Go to drive-radio.com. Email your questions and comments. Download previous programs and find lots of useful information, including your nearest Colorado Select Auto Care Center. That's drive-radio.com. Thanks for listening to Drive Radio, sponsored by the member shops of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers on KLZ 560.